Try a yoga sun salutation. It's a great way for you to wake up in the morning and to help you relax and sleep at night. So the way you start this will be to stand nice and tall in a mountain pose where your feet are under your hips. And you're standing nice and tall with your shoulders back and down. Now your chest is out. As you raise your arms up high as you inhale, you exhale, go into a reverse bend as you lean back a little bit, lifting your chest, your arms are reaching back and your hips are going forward. Then inhale, come up, standing tall. Now sit into a chair, pushing your hips back, sit into your heels. And you're leaning forward, hinging from your hips, not too far, but enough to where your back is still strong and straight. And you're squatting into a chair position, but not too low, but enough to where you can push your hips back and see your toes below your knees. And your legs are close together. So your arms are up high, you're reaching through your fingertips. Then begin to inhale, stand tall, and hinge from your hips with a flat back as you fold in half and keep your legs straight as best you can. And then you're holding on to the back of your legs, pressing your thighs back, continuing your breath in and out. So now you're at a standing forward bend. Now go ahead and place your hands onto the ground. If you need to bend your knees, feel free to do that. And take a big step back with your right leg. And you keep your left knee fixed over your ankle. And your right leg is going back. So you're going into a lunge. Now, as you inhale, exhale, take your left leg back to match your right. Now you're at a push-up position where your hips are in line with your shoulders to your heels and the crown of your head is in line with your spine, keeping your abdominals nice and tight. Now begin to lower yourself down into a plank position or a low plank. So if you need to rest your knees on the ground to do this, go ahead and modify that by bringing your chest into the ground. And then go ahead and point your feet back as you rest your knees on the ground and lower your hips all the way to the ground, and then your hands are under your shoulders. Now if you have any lower back pain, just rest onto your forearms. Now if you're, that's a modified cobra once you lift your chest up high, shoulders are back and down. Now your hands can be under your shoulders and straighten your arms as you lift your chest, but keep your hips down. Now you're looking up into the sky. Now, as you continue your breath in and out, you're going to feel a great stretch in the front of your body, right in the abdominals, and in your hips, which also helps to stretch out your lower back. Okay, so after a few breaths here, you're going to curl your toes under, or you can push yourself up to a table position where you lift your hips up and you lift your torso up. So now your hands are under your shoulders, hips are above your knees. Curl your toes under and now go into downward facing dog. And you're going to lift your hips up high, pushing back against your hands. Push back against the thumbs and your index fingers as your arms are nice and straight. Trying to drive your heels into the ground, but you're keeping your back nice and flat. Continuing your breath in and out. Trying to push your shoulders and your head in towards your feet. As you continue your breath, you're lifting your hips up high into the sky. Nice inhales and exhales. Now, as you inhale, exhale, start to walk your feet up to the back of your legs. Walk your feet up to the back of your hands, or you can go the other way and bring your hands towards your feet, whichever feels more comfortable for you. So as you go ahead and start to fold in half, let's say you bring your feet up to your hands. So this way we stand to the front of the mat and you're still in that standing forward bend. Now, as you inhale and exhale a few times, just letting your body hinge from your hips. Now roll up to your spine as you inhale, stacking one vertebrae at a time, starting at your lower back. Like a string of pearls, you're stacking through your spine, dropping your shoulders back and down. And the crown of your head is up last. And your arms are up high. Bring your palms together in front of you as you lower your hands in front of your heart. So right there is one sequence for a yoga sun salutation. And there's many different sun salutations. Now, we're going to do the other side. So, a mirror image, you can do two sequences, or you could do four, whichever you'd like. Notice one leg is going back and then the other. So here, let's start again. So let's reach our arms up high as we inhale. Reverse bend as we exhale. Hips pressing forward, chest up, arms back. Great, looking up into the sky. Inhale, come up. Exhale, sit into a chair, pushing your hips back. Sitting low with the hips, your arms are straight and strong, along with your back, pushing your hips back. Knees push back so you're able to see your toes below your knees. With a nice inhale, stand tall. Hinge from your hips, flat back, forward bend as you exhale. Fold it in half to standing forward bend. Feel that stretch in the back of your legs. Now let's go ahead and place our hands on the ground. Bend your knees if you need to. Now let's go ahead and drive the right leg back as you keep your left knee over your ankle. So we exhale. Good. We inhale. Take another breath. Now we exhale. So you're lunging into that right heel now, or the front leg. And we exhale, drive the other leg back. So now you bring your left leg back to match your right. So now you're in a plank position. Inhale, lower the body. You can rest your knees if you need to. Good. Dropping those knees to the ground and hips. Point your feet back. Modify the cobra. What rest your forearms if there's a problem with the low back. Or straight arms. Lift your chest up as you inhale. Drop your shoulders. Looking up. Keep those hips down. Feet pointed far back. After a few breaths here. Now as we inhale, we lift our body up. So first lower your chest down. Lift your hips up and push back into that downward facing dog. So your hips are up high and you're up that upside down triangle, continuing to breathe in and out. Keep pushing back against your hands as your shoulders and your head are moving towards your feet. Drive those heels down into the ground as best you can. You can hold these poses for as long as you'd like, for as many breaths as you feel comfortable. Okay, so now as we inhale, we're going to exhale. Walk our feet up to the back of the hands, or simply jump your feet up to the back of your hands. Now you're back to the standing forward bend. Continuing your breath in and out. Good. Feel that great energy going in. Feel the toxins released out of your body as you exhale. Always trying to breathe into the muscles where you feel the stretch. Great. Now as we inhale, we exhale, roll up, stacking through your spine, one vertebrae at a time. Shoulders rolling back and down. Crown of your head up last and reach your arms up high. And bring to reverse bend, chest up, hips forward, arms back. Very good. Back to standing tall mountain pose as we inhale. Exhale, bring your hands down in front of your chest. I hope that was a great sequence for you for a great awakening of the body. Hope you have a wonderful day. Please follow more audio boos and podcasts that I will be having for a workout of the day and also a nutrition tip of the day. This is Irvin Rue of IrvinRue.com. Take care, get fit, and get moving. Go outside and enjoy the beautiful weather and be active. I hope to see you on the trails. And check out my blog at IrvinRue.com. Thanks everyone for your time. I really appreciate it. And please share the audio and like and comment if you would. I'd love to hear from you. Take care and talk to you soon. Bye now.